USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The family of the 10 innocent Afghan citizens killed in a mistaken U.S. drone strike in August now are demanding that those responsible be punished and that Washington's apologies so far simply are not enough. A spokesman for the family also telling the Associated Press they expect financial compensation. On Friday, the CENTCOM commander, General Keith McKenzie, took responsibility for the strike that he said was supposed to be targeting a vehicle containing ISIS suicide bombers.
This strike was taken in the earnest belief that it would prevent an imminent threat to our forces, but it was a mistake.
And the general there at that Friday briefing taking responsibility for what happened. The CDC says that extremely infectious Delta variant of COVID-19 now represents more than 99% of all the cases of COVID being tracked in the nation. And this is,
you know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A lawyer for the family of a still-missing 22-year-old Florida woman says the fact that her fiancé, who's been a person of interest in her disappearance, is now missing doesn't mean anything's happened to him, but he's probably in hiding. Northport, Florida police spent most of Saturday actively searching for Brian Laundrie. His family says they haven't heard from him since Tuesday. America makes space history again as the first ever all-civilian crew is back safely from orbit. That was the sound as the SpaceX capsule splashed down off the coast of Florida Saturday night. NASA officials say the Crew Dragon, the vehicle used for the trip, is likely the safest crewed vehicle ever flown into space. The CDC now saying that the very infectious Delta variant of COVID-19 in the U.S. represents more than 99% of the cases tracked in the country lately. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For the first time in Alabama's history, the state has recorded more deaths than births in the year 2020. Alabama State Health Officer says the state literally shrunk in 2020. There were 64,714 deaths in the state, compared with 57,641 births. A long goodbye to this retailer is coming to an end.
Sears for America Shop.
For the better part of a century, it was arguably America's most well-known retail chain and one of the most respected, as it also offered private label brands of everything from car batteries, as in Die Hard, to home appliances from Kenmore and Craftsman Tools. And as any mom in the 60s and 70s with a chubby son could tell you, it seemed to be the only place you could get Husky pants that fit them. And if you want to go way back, people would buy houses made out of kits sold by Sears, again, under their private brand.
We are the store of the future.
The store of the future, as in 2 months of the future, as the store, and there is only one. It's the last Sears store surviving this long. It's in Schaumburg, Illinois, and it's going to be closing on the 14th of November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.